Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com is on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you today?
Very good, fellas.
Well, listen, we'll start off this week by letting some Good Rock listeners know that they don't have to take their heart meds. We won't be talking politics this morning, Fred.
Oh, okay.
We got some people all upset last week because we were talking about Stephen Harper, and you've upset them so, because it seems that when we talk politics, or if you happen to mention you like Stephen Harper, people get grand mal seizures and cardiac arrest.
It's interesting, though, the vocal minority when it comes to politics. You can trash Stephen Harper or anything conservative and nobody says a word, but because actually that was positive. I was being positive about the man, but you're not even supposed to be positive about somebody. You notice that?
Yeah, we got...
Usually you're criticized when you're cutting and you're insulting someone, then people come to his defense. But it's interesting with Stephen Harper, you actually say positive things about him, and that's when you get an adverse reaction.
And we got quite a few, Freddie.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, so we'll let it go.
Okay, but I will say this. At CanadianThinker.com, where you do talk about a variety of things, including politics, you have on many occasions, and most recently actually went to the defense of the Liberals, and you will, on occasion, when you feel it's right, stand up for the other side. And you've said many times there's things that you like about the Liberal Party, that you would vote for a Liberal if there was a leader who you thought would be a good one. It's just, to this point, neither the Liberals nor the NDP have had a good one for some time.
Well, this is it, and I keep saying I'm really not partisan. What I am is rational, and right now the rational alternative for me on both levels of government, both provincial and national, federally, is the Conservatives. I apologize for that, I guess.
And rationally, your latest blog, logo of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the title, It's Over.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was never one really to buy into that goofy little run for the playoffs. I mean, we've seen it before, haven't we?
Yes, we
In
have.
Fact, it's almost annual, isn't it?
Yeah,
the
every
Maple Leafs
year.
Making a run in February for the playoffs.
Yeah, once they're basically out of it, they make a pretty good run to convince people they're in again.
Guys, here, I've got this isn't a scoop. This is my perspective. This is my opinion. Keep your eye on the Jersey Devils. I think they're going to sneak into the playoffs. If they do, not only will they win the East, they could win the Stanley Cup. And this is going to be one of the biggest stories in the history of the National Hockey League. Where they were, where they came from, and what they accomplished. I'm telling you, they're the best team in the East right now, bar none.
They were second last in the Eastern Conference at one point, and since then they've won 23 of their last 28 games, winning last night against Atlanta. They're now only 6 points out of the playoffs with a game in hand on everybody. And I've been saying the same thing as you, Freddie. I've been saying it for weeks that New Jersey's going to get in somehow.
And I'll tell you right now, Jersey meets Philly in the first round. Say it's 1-8 if that happens.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Jersey wins that in a walk. Seriously, I don't see anybody in the East that can beat Jersey in a playoff situation. Hey, you want to talk about coaching? What about Jacques Lemaire?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he goes, he gets more out of his team than he should. I mean, his track record's there. It's amazing. Even when he went to Minnesota with an expansion team, that team played way beyond its talent level. I mean, and listen, I'm not a big Jersey fan, and I don't like their style of play. But I'll tell you, I've become a Jersey fan because I want to see this happen. Because Montreal fans have big mouths, and you know, Pittsburgh has Matt Cook, who I can't stand. Philadelphia, Carcillo, and that whole—I'm telling you—and the Bruins always crap out. I'm a Devils fan right now. I want them to make the playoffs, and I want them to win the East.
And Fred, at CanadianThinker.com, that's exactly what you hit on when you talk about the Leafs' problems, is the coaching. And you think a lot of their problems could be solved by a move behind the bench.
Well, yeah, I don't know a lot of their problems. I just think it's time. I think it's part of the evolution for that team. You look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, and listen, I don't know whether they've had a good season or a bad season, because I can't really judge their talent. And part of the reason I can't judge their talent is because I don't think they're coached very well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they come out some nights and they look like a hockey team. But look at penalty killing, power play, and just a basic system for getting the puck out of your own end. I'm sorry, these are professional hockey players. You mean Ron Wilson hasn't come up with some kind of a system yet to get the puck out of their own end on a consistent basis? I think the team isn't coached very well. Look at the Montreal Canadiens with Jacques Martin. Now, he always had great regular seasons in Ottawa. They crapped out in the playoffs for whatever reason that was. I don't know. I don't have the answer. But look at what he's done with the Montreal Canadiens. You look at that roster and then compound it with their injuries, and look what he gets out of that team.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And I know he has a fabulous goaltender and Carey Price and all that aside, but you just compare the two teams. Ron Wilson is not the guy for the Toronto Maple Leafs at this point. Sorry.
No, it comes down to whether the players are buying into the system or not, or whether the players are infighting. And I think, really, Ron Wilson's tenure with the Toronto Maple Leafs was over when the stories broke that he and the star player, Phil Kessel, don't talk very much. You're not going to win if your best player and your head coach aren't on the same page.
Okay, if players don't buy into a system, Matt, whose fault is that, right? It's a style of coaching mm-hmm. that allows the players to not buy in. Do you think anybody in Jersey has the option of not buying into Jacques Lemaire's system? It's probably a boring style of hockey. It's probably not a lot of fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the game, when you've won, all of a sudden, it ain't so bad. And somehow Jacques Lemaire has a system. He gets the most out of his players. It's not fun to play. But the end result ain't too bad when you just keep piling up wins. Somehow Ron Wilson, he's just fallen down on too many areas of the game that I would be comfortable with him going forward as coach. And you know, that was another thing about the Leafs' little funny little run here lately is, you know, reports were, hey, this is probably save Wilson's job for next year. Well, I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
And, Freddie, before we let you go real quick, do you think Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment will be sold to either Bell or Rogers or one of the big boys?
Oh, eventually it's going to go somewhere to who I don't know. It's interesting, though, a lot of, you know, a lot of these stories are prefaced or within the stories, you know, will this turn the two franchises around, the Leafs and Raptors? Well, you know, in the NHL, you have a salary cap and you have a draft system. It all gets back to management. And, okay, what are you going to do, fire Brian Burke? Or who's the great wizard manager that's going to come in and turn this around? Listen, the Toronto Maple Leafs have never had a problem spending money. Even before the cap, they were one of the highest spending teams in the NHL. It's been mismanagement.
Yeah.
And instantly having a new owner isn't going to change that.
No,
I hope it does, uh-huh. But what's the solution? I don't know.
Yeah, the only thing I think that would be good for a company like Bell or Rogers to own them is that they are a brand, and if they own a product, they want that product to be a winner, whereas the teacher's pension fund is not a brand of any sort. It's just there to make money. So you think there might be a more concerned effort to put a better product on the ice. Who knows?
Well, there's a point. You know, I can't argue with that. You're probably right. And remember, at the end of the day, no matter who it is, you know, you don't pay your players after the regular season, so playoff money is cream. And in a situation with the Toronto Maple Leafs, you're looking, I think, $3 to $4 million per home date. Of course you want that. Mm-hmm. I think the teacher's pension fund wants that, but they're sort of a faceless owner. You're right. They can hide behind some cloak of secrecy when it comes to pride. You're right, Rogers, Bell Globe Media, CTV, whatever you want to call them, they can't do that so much. So, you know, you may have hit on something there, Craig.
Wow, well, listen.
Oh, we're going to wrap this up now.
I think I better quit while I'm ahead. It's the first time I think you've ever told me I'm right, Fred, so we'll end it at that.
You're a good boy, and I'm loving you.